and welcome back to the TXF Weekly News Podcast. I'm Ralph Ivey. I'm a reporter with TXF, and I'll be taking you through the headlines for this week in export and commodity finance. You can now find a special webinar with Netafim, the agricultural solutions firm, at txfnews.com, discussing some of the problems facing small farmers in 2024. Now, in the news, Australia has become the latest country to announce its intentions to increase its share of the international military exports industry through a new defence development strategy. This follows on from a strategic review that was published in 2023. Development grants will now be issued to Australian defence businesses to help grow their exports, and Export Finance Australia will provide its own financial solutions through a defence export facility. Korea harbours its own plans to become the world's fourth largest defence exporter, and this week, the news that Kexim's equity capital has been increased was complemented by the announcement that Hanwha Aerospace will sign a $751 million contract to supply Romania with howitzers. It is understood that Hanwha won out ahead of rival bids from Germany and Turkey. The company has a target of 5 trillion Korean won, or $3.75 billion in sales for this year, up from 4.1 trillion in 2023. Serbia is in talks with UKEF over support for several energy projects amid government plans to invest 15 billion euros in the sector over the next 10 years. In this period, Serbia expects to add 2,000 green megawatts to its grid through projects like the 1 billion euro Bistrica hydropower plant and up to 1 gigawatt in self-balanced solar power systems. In the world of commodities, a former Vitol oil trader has been found guilty of corruption and bribery by a New York court. Javier Aguilar was accused of paying more than $1 million in bribes to officials in Ecuador and Mexico to secure business contracts. The defense argued that Aguilar believed he was hiring consultants to assist in Vitol's regional dealings and that the payment structure was orchestrated by senior Vitol executives. The trial is the first step in a broader US Justice Department probe that seeks to lift the lid on the ongoing practices of corruption in the commodities trade. Whitehaven Coal's latest $1.1 billion financing package was supported almost exclusively by private credit. Just one bank, Bank of America, participated in the deal, which will support Whitehaven's acquisition of two mines from BHP located in Queensland, Australia. The Hong Kong hedge fund Asia Research and Capital Management led the syndication with $185 million, followed by Farallon Capital Management at $150 million and Sona Asset Management at $125 million. The news highlights the ongoing withdrawal of banks from the coal industry in the wake of the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. Private credit has moved in to fill the void, with bets on riskier coal projects and higher returns. Finally, Glencore is looking into an acquisition deal for Shell's oil refinery and petrochemical assets in Singapore. The units include a 1 million ton per year ethylene plant and a 237,000 barrel per day refinery. Shell has struggled to find buyers for the sites, which are aging and struggling to turn profits in the face of competition from newer facilities elsewhere. But Glencore is looking at opportunities to invest in a physical presence for its Asia oil products. That's all for now. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our weekly news podcast through your usual podcast provider. You can find out more information about any of the stories you've heard at txfnews.com, and you can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia. Thanks for listening.